Some of the challenges that I think we have experienced is, of course, there is that, the fact that people have been paid what they sought for in 2000. It's 90,000 in 2000 certainly is not 90,000 today. So the fact that no interest was applied, no damages were paid, it produced mixed feelings among the people. And in fact, I would argue, is the reason why we didn't have all 401 claimants choose to settle. That is challenge number one. Challenge number two is the money has found over 80 people dead. That means for a one Matia Bidakwate, for instance, who waited for his money until I think he passed on the 23rd of January, which happens to be the same day on which the first cohort of people was paid. He will never see that money, even when he waited for it for over 20 years. How does his family feel about that? Did he really rest in peace? We also have to think about that. That's another challenge. And this is someone who had actually walked the journey and attempted to find all the qualifications that are required in order to earn the payment. So the other third challenge that I can set in addition to the dead people is the system. So many requirements are needed in order for people to qualify for money. We have people need to get TIN numbers, people need to get supplier numbers, people need to get bank accounts. You're telling someone who has never held a bank account to go and get a bank account specifically to get 900,000. The costs that are required, a person has to move from Chitemba here in Madudu to go to Mubende in town to be able to open a bank account. Then they have to continuously make trips there to see if the account is still active. Then they have to check to see if it is closed. Then they need to have to put 10,000 shillings every month in order to maintain that account. It's a very cumbersome process, and yet the money that they're expecting is not so much. So I wish there was a way in which some of these things could be compromised a little bit so that some people can get money without necessarily having to go through so many processes. Challenge number four is for some people, they don't have national IDs. If you don't have a national ID, that means you can't get a bank account. If you can't get a bank account, that means you can't get money. Right now on my list, I have a group of seven people who are not going to get money simply because we don't have the qualifications. So that is the other challenge. Then, of course, because money has been paid after over 20 years, people have moved on. Some people migrated to Mbarara, others migrated to Bunyoro. Honestly, some people will fail to find them. Even the LCs, despite the attempts and radio announcements, have failed to find people. So what happens to those people's money? Does it mean that we are donating it? Does it mean that they don't want it? It's a question, a conundrum we cannot answer.